All right, hi y'all. Welcome back to Millennials Perspective. I am your host, Jocelyn, and I'm back at it again with another podcast. And I'm with my sister, Joya.
Hey, everyone. So today's podcast is inspired by a song written by the great PJ Morton, and it's called Go Through Your Phone. This song basically is about, you know, should you go through your significant other's phone? You know, if that's something that, do you trust them? Do you not? Do you really want to know what they got going on in their phone?
All right, so the question of today's podcast topic is, well, I should say the topic for today's podcast is, should you go through your man's phone? What do you think?
I think in dating, no. In marriage, everything is free game. So in dating, you all are individuals. So yes, you should trust them. But to be going through somebody's phone while you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, I think is just, it's not necessary. And it's kind of a lack of privacy, in my opinion. Because, you know, you all aren't married. You all don't stay in the same house. Nowadays.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah, but I just feel like when you go through somebody's phone, you probably going to find something that you don't like. Honestly. And if you're in touch with the Holy Spirit, He will tell you things that you need to know. Like, you don't have to be doing all that creeping and Facebook stalking and going through their phone. And next thing you know, you went on their mama page, and now you're on their brother, sister, cousin, nephew, granddaughter page, and it's just not necessary. Like,
yeah, I think it's a slippery slope when you start doing that, because then I think if you have to start checking somebody's phone, why are you with this person?
Right, they shouldn't make you feel like.
Yeah, and so even you said in a marriage, everything is free game too, but also you have to think about it. If you're married to somebody, why are you checking their phone too?
But I'm saying it's not, when I say marriage, you can be able to check their phone, it's not to see if they're cheating. It's just like you have access to all the passwords.
Of course. Okay.
Because it's nothing is off limits is what I mean.
Oh, okay. Like, I'm about to say, because why are you, you know, I thought you were saying in marriage you can do that because you don't have no rights. I mean, you have rights to that person, so to speak.
I just mean like you should have all their passwords. Nothing should be off limits.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I agree.
If they give you their phone, you shouldn't be like, hey, what's your password? You should already know it.
That's true. That's true.
It's nothing to hide.
I agree. I think, like you said, I think if you have a urge or inkling to check somebody's phone, then that's already probably the Holy Spirit or your intuition already starting to give you something that they're moving a little bit weird. If you gotta have, you know, if you start having to feel like you have to check that phone, I think that you kind of already getting,
you already know something,
you already know something's up, because you're not just gonna pop out of blue and start wanting to check their phone. But I also go, I never check nobody's phone.
Me either.
I don't do that. I have had it done to me. And without going into too much detail, I mean, I don't have nothing on my phone. Like, I have nothing to hide, which is why he had my password anyway. But
did you have his password?
I did.
Oh, okay.
And my fingerprint was on his phone, but I don't know if he changed it when he started doing whatever he was doing.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, I never checked his phone, so I really wouldn't, I never even picked up his phone like to really be doing that. So I really wouldn't know if it had changed or not. But the Holy Spirit will reveal, He will. You don't have, without having to do all that, He will reveal to you, because I found out some stuff just from the Holy Spirit dropping stuff into my spirit about what was going on. And lo and behold, He had went through my phone and blocked some people off of my from my Instagram because he wasn't doing right. So, and I didn't even have to go through his phone or anything like that or do all that craziness, but God dropped it into my spirit when I was sitting at the park. And I was just like, this don't make no sense. I've never blocked anybody from my Instagram, but he told me to go look at my Instagram. And I was like, okay. So I just scrolled through my settings and I noticed these people were blocked. And I was like, wow. So I think if you have to start checking somebody's phone, then that's already the first step that you might need to give them the walking papers, because in this day and age, like, nobody has time to be sitting over there worried about what are you doing, when are you doing, and who are you doing.
FBI.
Yeah, like, I didn't go to school to be in the criminal justice program. Like, I'm not finna be out here. I'm not Sherlock Holmes. I'm not Inspector Gadget. I'm not running behind a man. If they don't want to get it together, they just don't want to get together.
And it's like, your relationship should bring peace.
Yeah.
Not confusion.
Right.
Like God said, He's not the author of confusion.
Right.
So if you're in that relationship and all you're doing is wondering where they at, what they doing, who they talking to, you
just go ahead and get you something to eat, sweetie, and let that go. Just
go
sit on
about
down.
Your business.
Yeah.
Like, and for me, one time, a few months ago, actually, I was talking to this guy and something just told me, it was like, go on his Instagram. And so one day I went on his Instagram, I was just scrolling through And I was just kind of trying to see if he was still, like, dealing with his baby mom, like, if he had posted recent pics. But I didn't see nothing. So I was like, okay, whatever. And so a few days later, the Holy Spirit's like, go through his Instagram again, but go to the highlights. I don't check anybody's highlights, even, like, famous YouTubers, influencers. I don't check anybody's highlights. But Holy Spirit's like, go through the highlights on his Instagram. I'm like, okay. So I went through his highlights, and I found his Facebook page. Like, when we first got to know each other, I had went on Facebook to find, for myself, find his Facebook page, but I couldn't. And so when I went to the highlights, I realized why, because he had something different in his Facebook name. So I was like, oh, so he has a Facebook. Cool, okay. So I went on Facebook, typed the name in. Lo and behold, right when I get on the page, such and such is in a relationship with such and such. I was like, what? I done sent the screenshot to him. I was like, so you dating somebody, but I was just hanging out with you last week. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit will reveal stuff if you're in touch with him.
Exactly. You have to have a spirit of discernment and be able to hear him clearly.
But if you're in confusion, you can't be out here, opening your legs to everybody, because that will cloud your judgment.
Yeah, and you won't be able to. It'll cloud your judgment, and it'll clog your ears.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You'll be so in fantasy world about this man, because he done did stuff mm-hmm. to you mm-hmm. that made you feel good, and now you out here looking crazy because mm-hmm. you can't even hear what God is trying to tell you.
Right. Or you'll hear it, but you'll brush it off and choose to ignore it, and then you get yourself in a whole bunch of other foolishness that you really didn't have to go through had you just
listened ahead of time.
Exactly. And so, I mean, you brought up a good a topic, but so do you think social media has hindered the dating like now?
I think yes and no. I mean, because nowadays people just follow anybody. And so if you scrolling through Instagram, you're going to see a picture that's probably going to be of the opposite sex, and you're going to like it. I mean, as long as they're not following, for me, as long as he's not following, like, women that literally post thirst traps every day, like, mm-hmm. I can't be with somebody that follows women like that. Like, you mm-hmm. know they post half-naked pictures every day. Mm-hmm. Like, if you follow somebody like that, I'm not going to be with you, because mm-hmm. I know you're going to start lusting after that woman. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you might be in her DM. I'm like, I'm not going to be sitting up trying to compete with Meg Thee Stallion. Like, right. I'm not doing all that.
I'm not going to compete where I don't compare, okay?
Seriously, like, I mean, because you're going to start lusting after these people. You see women with half-naked bodies on your phone. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
And that's become the norm. And it's actually kind of, I wouldn't say it's discouraging, but it's just like, you really don't know, when they're out of your sight, you really don't know what they're doing and who they're following or what they're seeing. And with Instagram and all this stuff being such an open platform, like, I don't follow people like that, but I can go on my Explore page and see nothing but Brazilian butt lifts and, Dr. Miami boob jobs. Like, it's, and not necessarily that I want to see that stuff, but it's just there. So it's like, you rarely can escape it unless you're just off the app in general.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I'm like, dating now, it kind of like, it's different than when people did it back in the day, or even when we were like in middle school and high school,
It wasn't as popular.
Yeah, it wasn't as popular. It wasn't as easily accessible, and people weren't doing any and everything on these platforms.
Right.
But now you are competing with people who these women, these men will never have a chance with,
Exactly.
You're competing with a false sense of reality. And then, you look like one way and you with this man, but he likes these other type of pictures. Like, so then it kind of like, do you really like me, or, what is it? Because you're following and liking pictures, of these women that I don't look nothing like, but you're with me. So I don't know.
Let's talk about the men that have wives and girlfriends, but you don't see them on their social media. I know a man, for example, he was a whole married man. I didn't notice at the time, because nothing on his Instagram had any indications he was married, no children. I didn't see nothing, just him, and that was it. So, I was talking to the man or whatever, and come to find out, he's like, oh, we can be, we can be meme buddies, basically send each other memes. I was like, okay.
Sir, you're too old, first of all.
I was like, okay, whatever. Didn't think anything of it. I come to find out from his brother, this is a whole married man. Like, I didn't see no pictures of his wife.
Sister,
I didn't see no pictures of his kids, nothing. And I was like, oh, no, you married? Like, I'm not talking to you. Like, I don't care about nothing.
I think that's...
And he was like, so we can't be friends? No, can't be friends.
No.
Let me go ask
your wife.
Your wife
should be your friend.
Let me go ask your wife if we can be friends. If she say yes, then we can be friends. Like, these men think it's okay.
Them?
Like,
yeah.
And for me, I can't be with somebody I'm married to and they don't have me on their social media. If you're active on your social media, I need to be on there. I'm sorry. Yeah. If we have children. And he had a whole kid, too. This person, like, you a whole married man.
Well,
like,
I think there's a difference between... I think that I don't think you necessarily have to post them all the time, but no, I need to be on your page or in your bio. Exactly. Some kind of way.
Nothing, nothing like that.
But I can't really say that because I had a whole boyfriend, didn't post at all. But that I'm just a private person. I don't really do all that. Like, but I think it's different when you're married. Yeah, like, when you're married, we'd have made it to the altar. So at this point, it's safe to say.
Kid. You only post your kid? I don't know why. I think you're looking to cheat, honestly. In my opinion, you're looking to cheat.
Yeah.
If you out here doing that type of stuff. Like, you only want to post your own daughter? That's suspect, and that's kind of crazy.
It is. And then, mean buddy, sir. Yeah. You could be working on a business plan. You could be doing something else, starting a business for your daughter or whatever. Like, we're not mean buddies. Oh, no. Like, you're too old for that. Too old.
Why are you a whole married man?
I don't know. I just feel bad for the wives.
Media, that's what I'm saying. Social media, that's the only thing. Like, because honestly, I was like, no, we can't be friends. I was like, but you probably want more, whatever. He's like, no, I don't. I was like, no, if I wanted to go further, you probably would have. Like, don't sit up here and lie to me. Mm. I ain't stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. Mm. Anyways, I can't. So these relationships, I feel like some have been ruined by social media just because it's so easy to cheat. Like, it's so easy to send a DM and stuff can come out of that. Mm-hmm. Like, it don't take effort. I can message to somebody right now and like, if I had a boyfriend, and be cheating. Like, it's easy to cheat nowadays.
And that's where I think character comes in, and the values and morals of the person you're with, because if they lack in any of those areas, then social media can become detrimental to your relationship.
Yeah.
But if those people are strong in their character, they're strong in their values and morals, then I don't think social media has any hindrance on a relationship. I guess men been cheating for years, women been cheating for years before social media came around.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of, you know, it is making it easier to cheat.
Yeah, it is easy.
But people gonna cheat if they want to cheat, and that's what I learned. People just gonna do what they want to do. Ain't nothing you can do to nobody or make them do anything that they don't want to do. They're going to do what they want to do.
Right.
So, you know, I do think that social media can help as a vehicle, you know, get you there a little bit faster if you are looking to do that. But I don't think that it's the sole cause. I think flawed character is really the issue in a lot of these. And then people like to blame it on social media, but it's a flaw in his or her character.
Right. Yeah. Just going back to our, you know, title of the podcast, Should We Go Through His Phone? I'm just not doing it. I don't have the energy.
Nor the patience.
Because I just feel like this, you probably gonna find something you don't like. It may be a little comment that just you feel like it's a little too flirty or something like that. And it could be like innocent, but your mind, when you go on looking for something, you bound to shape your mind to feel like
right. You're looking for something in a negative way. You're not just looking to peruse the phone. You're looking to find something. So if you're looking to find, you're gonna find. And it might be a simple hello from a coworker. Just want to make sure you got home because it was raining hard at night. Why is she making sure you got home? You know, if it goes left. So if you have an inkling that you need to start checking somebody's phone, it's just time to pack it up.
Check it, and if you know, and
dudes too, it's apply for dudes too. Yeah, check it, just pack it up.
If they don't want to, you know, change their behavior, if it's something like detrimental, then just go on about your business.
Yeah,
like, don't sit there and wait for them to change because they probably won't. Mm-mm. And you don't want to be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Yeah,
nobody
still
has
checking
that kind
phone.
Of time.
Hey, let me see your phone. It's Friday at 7 p.m. You know I got to check your phone. Mm. No.
As soon as he walk in, you got to have your hand out for the phone.
Like, who wants to live like that?
No, you're going to waste your good years.
Be in a peaceful relationship that brings you peace and joy and not confusion.
Right. And if a man is doing any of the other, just know that it will be revealed in due time as long as you're listening.
Right.
And being able to receive what the Holy Spirit is telling you.
Right. So stop going through his phone, child. Give him back his phone and go about your business.
Yes. give him his phone, block him from your phone, and just keep it going.
There's going to be somebody out there that's not going to make you want to go through their
phone.
Right,
exactly. Because anybody got time to be, you know, fighting you to see what you got going on, you taking your phone off the aux cord when you're going into the gas station. Like, nobody has time.
That sounds personal.
No, it ain't personal.
So if you know something about that.
No, I don't know nothing about that. But, you know, anybody got time for that.
Mm-mm.
If he can't leave his phone in the car on Bluetooth while he go inside, just hang it up.
Turn their phone over, like, upside down. I'm like, go about your business. That's a clear indication.
Yeah, because like, you don't know.
To have it up, now you want to flip it down when you walk away. Okay. Now.
Just let it go, sis. Just hang it up.
Okay, now.
Hang it up. But anyways, that I'm glad. Dang, I'm about to cut that out. Anyways, that is the end of this podcast. Let us know if you liked it or not. Go ahead and share this podcast with anybody. You know, we're in quarantine right now. You got nothing to do. Might as well.
Let us know if you're going through his phone.
Yeah. Are you going through your man's phone or your girl's phone? Have you done it? Yeah, yeah, in the past. What have you found? And also, if you've gone through his phone in the past and now you're in a different relationship and you don't have to do that, what is making you secure in that? What changed for you in order to not go through his phone? Or her phone.
Yeah, depending. Let us know. My hit us up on Instagram. You can always DM me. My Instagram is at @JoiaGenae. Joia Janae.
And my Instagram is just Jocelyn Knowlton. JoceLynNolton. I love to hear from you guys. And yes, you guys stay safe during this time. And as always, you guys be blessed. Peace.